Good Wednesday, race fans. Eddie the Hat here on Wednesday, May 11th. Thank you for tuning in for our podcast here of Backstretch Talk, where we give you the trip and trouble notes for the previous week out at Santa Anita. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you have your pencils ready and your notepad out. And hopefully we're going to be giving you some winners here of some horses that caught our eye and maybe are a good bet back and maybe not. Anyway, as usual, we're brought to you every week by horseracing-selections.com. And if you haven't had the opportunity to check out our website, we hope that you do and get on board, coming off of another solid week of racing out at Santa Anita, and we hope that you join us. We have a lot of affordable rates, different packages. If you just want to try us for the day, if you want to try us for the weekend, 30 days, 90 days, and we have some other packages for some gamblers. Visit us, horseracing-selections.com, and get on board. I wish I could tell you that we had the winner of the Kentucky Derby. And I say that tongue-in-cheek, but we did not. But if you did, congratulations, and our hat is definitely off to you and to the winning connections. That was certainly something that we thought was not expected. But anyway, that's why they run the races, guys, and that's why I try to tell everybody, hey, if you like a horse, bet it, because there is no such thing. As the saying goes, that horse has absolutely no chance, and we saw that on Saturday. So, all right, quick reminder, we will be back again every week, as usual. We will be back again on Friday for this week at Santa Anita when we highlight the upcoming race week. We'll give you a horse free play, and as well as go over the feature races and a little bit of insight, and that will be posted on Friday as usual. But a couple of things that we want to get you to maybe shake that old memory a little bit. The Pick Six jackpot carryover is starting to get to a very enticing, a very playable level, even if you're not a regular player. Friday, it's going to be sitting at $244,931. So that's definitely something worth taking a shot with. And racing will resume on Friday, first post 1 o'clock with 8 races. And then, of course, post time on Saturday and Sunday at 1 o'clock as well. So anyway, we hope that we see you out there. Okay, without further ado, let's go ahead and take a look at the races. We're going to start with Friday's action in the sixth race. And let's take a look at a horse here, America Red, White, Blue. A Mark Glatt horse that was returning from the races off of a series of nice efforts, we thought. And this guy just didn't run a jump. Very disappointing here. But we're going to just write it off. We're going to draw a line through it that he needed the race and give him another chance back. He was supported at the windows. He was the 5-2 morning line favorite in the race. Just didn't run. We're just going to attribute that to the fact that he just probably just needed the race. So anyway, he came back. He looked okay. And let's circle America Red, White, Blue. And give him a shot next time now that he's got that return race under his belt. In the ninth race on Friday, Echo Smith is another horse here. I don't know what to think of this guy. Jonathan Wong, trained gelding of Acclaim, ridden by Diego Herrera. We really expected a lot more from this guy, and he just ran horrible as well. Don't really have a visible excuse from him. He's starting to run out of chances now. This was his fifth start in North America since coming here from Great Britain, and he just doesn't seem to be improving the way that we thought he would. He ran a decent runner-up on April 16th. Earned a fairly decent number doing that, and didn't repeat. So don't know what to do with this guy. So I'm going to tell you to use a little bit of caution with Echo Smith when he comes back next time, because this was a race that was really a puzzler to us. All right, we're going to turn the clock now to Saturday the 7th, and we're going to jump right over to another horse that disappointed us in the first race, and his name is Arrest. The Alfredo Marquez horse was claimed out of his maiden debut going back to March 13th of 21, and in that race kind of had some really sneaky good drills coming into that debut. Finished sixth that day. He was running on late, but then we didn't see him again until February 25th of 22, and he's run, his return race was dull. Did show some signs of life in his last race on April 1st when he checked in third, but just like some of these other horses, man, he just didn't run a jump. Very disappointing race here. Six furlongs on the turf. So, just like with Echo Smith, we're going to suggest caution with him when he comes back. He just might flat out just be one of these horses that just is a bridesmaid and just can't run. So we might have been wrong about him. So we're going to circle Arrest, but let's use some caution with him next time. We might want to see maybe... this was a $50,000 claimer. He's obviously a turf horse. I don't know what to say except that maybe he's going to need to take a drop in class and go to a lesser circuit. But nonetheless, he was disappointing. A horse that wasn't disappointing to us on Saturday comes in the fifth race. This was Island of Love at $7.80. Congratulations to our clients that cashed on this Daughter of Kodiak. Nice ride by John Hernandez. Or rather, Juan Hernandez, and this filly looked solid. Went in here in her third North America start, coming here by way of Italy. And Phil Diamato looks like he might have a decent horse on his hands here, because she looked really nice winning the fifth race on Saturday. Let's circle her and follow her. A couple of horses that we're going to mention. Out of the seventh race on Saturday, Albierdare was a vet scratch at the gate. This is the number three horse here, and I'm probably butchering the pronunciation here, but Albierdare was going to be ridden by Bruce Blanc for Jeff Mullins, and was scratched at the gate. So not really sure what happened there, but... yeah, she was set to make her North American debut there, so it'll be interesting to see where she surfaces next time and exactly what happened. She did cause a delay before the scratch. And the winner here, Ballet Dancing. Nice looking win here. This was a horse that was off our radar. Simon Callahan, the daughter of Medaglia d'Oro, looked solid here under Drayden Van Dyke at 17.20, making her second career start. So Ballet Dancing might be a horse that we need to keep an eye on. And then finally, in the ninth race on Saturday, a horse that really caught our eye here, folks, was the horse Drawn to the Outside. And I'm going to tell you to circle this horse in red ink. And that's 16 Arches. Kind of a okay start, and was mid-pack, made a nice run on the turn. Coming into the stretch, this horse was floated, I'm going to say maybe 9, 10, 11 wide. Yeah, coming down the hill on the turf course, and gamely kept to her task, and was digging, and obviously flattened out, losing all that that real estate. But Victor Espinoza kept her running, and she checked in fourth in a huge better-than-looked effort for 16 Arches. So let's give her definitely a playback next time when she comes back. Sunday, let's turn the clock and go to the sixth race here, where we had a nice looking win here from Lansdowne at $7.80 from the Fildia Model Barn. This daughter of Marquez, ridden by Ramon Vasquez, looked good coming off of a trouble trip last time where she broke a bit slow, and then he was bumped repeatedly coming out of the gate. He put it all together on Sunday, and he looks like he might have the makings of a decent horse for the D'Amato barn. And finally, Sunday's eighth race, Grandiosely. A five-year-old mare making her debut, daughter of a City Zip out of Quiet American Mare. What can you say? We really liked her. We were very skeptical of the fact that she was making her debut at five. She had some decent drills at Los Alamitos, which we don't mind because the tight turns at Los Alamitos are conducive to the Santa Anita turf course. She didn't run bad. She broke okay. Nice finish. Actually, I'm looking at my notes here, and she was off half a step slow made a nice run to draw in the contention on the turn through the stretch, and she grinded it out for a fourth-place effort. So we're going to give her a circle, and we're going to follow her back. This is Grandiosely out of Sunday's eighth race out at Santa Anita. And that's going to do it for us today on this Wednesday, May 11th. Thank you for tuning in. And folks, a quick reminder again that we'll be back with you with another podcast this week at Santa Anita on Friday. Check with us on our website. Get our winning selections for this upcoming weekend. And racing will resume on Friday with a first post at 1 p.m. And there's a pick six jackpot carryover awaiting of $244,931. This is Eddie the Hat. Good luck with your wagers. We'll be talking to you again soon.